9333. Still to come very soon, I'll be talking to historian Steve Harding, who's coming in to talk about Tranmere and the links to the Vikings as well. But first, though, getting us in the animal mood. Terrific Trio theme today, folks, is all about animals, and here is my track too.
Come on, everybody, it's Gibbon time!
How do you do? We've just been down to the zoo. We saw a monkey in a cage, doing a dance that could be the rage. It's not hard, so let's all do the funky Gibbon. Woo, woo, woo. Do, do, do the funky Gibbon.
The funky Gibbon.
We are here to show you how. Woo, woo, woo. Ooh, ooh, ooh. The funky Gibbon.
The funky Gibbon.
Just like you, so come on, do the funky Gibbon now.
Dogs are always howling, cats are always yelling, but Gibbons only like to sing and dance.
Ooh-boo-chee-boo.
You be like that monkey, get a little funky, and in a while start to smile, Gibbon half a chance.
Do, do, do the funky Gibbon. We are here to show you how. Ooh, 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 the funky Gibbon.
The funky Gibbon.
It's just like you, so come on and do the funky Gibbon now. Ooh, ooh, the funky Gibbon. The funky Gibbon.
Gee, the world would be good. I know how nice it could be with just a little Gibbon tea.
La 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 la.
Be just like that Gibbon.
Oh,
you feel the rhythm. And we'll groove and dance so cute. Planet of the Apes.
Do, do, do the funky Gibbon. We are here to show you how. Ooh, 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 the funky Gibbon.
The funky Gibbon.
It's just like you, so come on, do the funky Gibbon now.
That is my track too for today's terrific trio. Don't you remember them on Top of the Pops doing that?
The funky Gibbon.
Thought it was so fantastic at the time. I've had enough now.
BBC Radio Merseyside.
I just turned 11:30. Tranmere Rovers is the only team in the Football League to have a Norse Viking name. Its origins have been traced by Professor Steve Harding in his latest book, Viking Tranmere. Steve is in the studio at the moment and he's given me kindly a copy of the book to have a look through. Some great illustrations, Steve. Talk to us about the link where the name Tranmere comes from.
Okay, as you can probably guess, I'm a Tranmere fan, unashamedly. And this book, really, I've written several books on about the Vikings on Merseyside, and this has given me the most pleasure. But yeah, the Vikings and Tranmere, and the link which links in nicely with the animal theme is Tranmere is an Old Norse name meaning herons, Trani, which is an Old Norse name meaning heron or crane bird, and Mel, which means sandbag. So when the Vikings came into Wirral and Merseyside a millennium ago, they saw some herons or crane birds on a sandbank, and that's how Tranmere came into being.
And is that the link for you, for your interest and fascination with Vikings? Is it the Tranmere link?
Indeed, yeah, I'm really a scientist. I'm not really a historian, but it was when, many, many years ago, when I was much younger, I was looking at a book about the Scandinavians in England, and I came across this list of names of places, and then there was this name, Tranmere, and the meaning, you know, Craneberg Sandbank, and that was like Red Rag to a Bull for me. That really got me into the Vikings. And I love continuing my career as a scientist. I've very much continued the interest with the Vikings. And now, of course, Viking research is not just a preserve of archaeologists and historians, but scientists are making...
And we've spoken many times, Steve. People start talking because we've talked about, say, Olav's Day, and we've done the fact that you do your walk as well, don't you?
Indeed, that's right. It's we're trying to push the Vikings Viking heritage in Wirral and Merseyside. Not just Wirral, because the Vikings influenced all over Merseyside. You can see that with all the place names. The whole place is crammed full of Viking names.
Because I love that bit. I've actually penciled that part in for the different names of. Maybe you could just share one or two of them with us. I'm going to pass you back the book there. Maybe just pick a couple of Wirral destinations and then explain the Viking kind of link, really.
Okay. Well, there's almost 600 names on Wirral.
Maybe not 600.
Should we go through them now? Right, of course, you've done Tranmere. But perhaps the most important of all the names is Thingwall. And Thingwall is where the Vikings had the assembly or parliament. The Thing is the assembly, and Vol means field, so assembly field. And Merseyside has the only two definite examples of Thingwall place names in the whole of England. There's one on the Wirral, of course, but there's also one near Ken Dodd's Jambutty Mines in Knotty Ash, Thingwall Hall. You've got Tynwald in the Isle of Man, of course, and you've got Tynwell in Scotland, Dingwall in the northeast of Scotland, and also Tynwall in the Shetlands. But in England, we have the only two Viking place names, and that with Thingwall in it. And that means that the settlements all those years ago must have been very substantial. To have an assembly, you had to have quite a significant element of Scandinavians here.
And give us another name.
From the Tranmere side of Mersey,
yes,
or from the Liverpool
side? I do the Tranmere side, because obviously the link and the theme of the book.
Well, another name would be Gaten, which means the farmstead of the goats. But I'd have to mention the Mersey side, for Liverpool, of course, as well. But did you know, Helen, that Aintree is an Old Norse name meaning one tree? So the Vikings are very logical people. They saw this place with one tree, Aintree. So our Grand National.
Or donkey, in my case, backing them, yes.
But the Vikings used to also like to race the horses themselves, because there's several examples of place names, Hesketh's, and there's two on the Wirral. Of course, there's Hesketh Bank near Southport. And Hesketh's comes from Hestiskaith, which means horse racetrack. So they weren't playing football 1,000 years ago. There's no Tranmere Rovers then, but they were racing the horses, so they're quite a sporty bunch, really.
Talk us through some of the illustrations in the book as well.
Yeah. Well, the focus, of course, is on Tranmere, but in the wider context. And in two illustrations which I like the best are actually one of an oil refinery and one of Camelard's shipyard. And the reason for that is that they are the sites of former pools off the Mersey, which relate to Viking ladies. So one is called, or used to be called before they built the Camelard shipyard, there is Reynild's Pool, which comes from the Norse lady Ragnhild. And the other, which is where the old terminal is Gunnel Pool, which comes from the Norse lady Gunnhilda. So the Vikings respected their ladies. You know, you had places or pools named after ladies, so that's interesting.
And what's your hope then for the links between the regions? You know, within the book itself, because obviously you're linking over to Liverpool as well. For people that want to buy this book, is it for a Tranmere fan or is it for a historian?
OK, the book is written for football fans, principally. Tranmere Rovers fans who want to find out about the history and heritage and all the links there. But also, there's loads of Scandinavian supporters of, not Tranmere, but Liverpool Football Club. Someone said there's about 30,000 members of the Norwegian branch of Liverpool Supporters Club. And, of course, they come over in their droves when Liverpool are playing at home. But if Tranmere are playing at home at the same weekend, they come over to us. So we've written this book, in a sense, to really interest those fans, and we're hoping to attract more of
them. To extend the invitation.
Indeed. Not to change their allegiance, but to come and support us as well.
Tell us where we can get the book from.
Well, it's available, obviously, in the Tranmere Rovers Club shop, so Rovers fans, please go there. And it's also available in bookshops in Wirral. I'm not sure about this side of the Mersey. Sure. Not that many Tranmere fans this side
there
of the Mersey.
There might be.
Might be more.
Fans.
We're working on it, aren't we?
And do you think the Viking element will bring a bit of luck to Tranmere Rovers?
Well, they won the last game. Well, since we had the little release last week, they've won a game. Let's see if we can win two games next week. So we're hoping so. I think it creates a lot of interest in the club. So if you're a Viking fan, you know, why don't you all try me? And a message to all Norwegians, you know, come on.
Definitely.
This is the only football club in the English League with a Norwegian name. Why don't you support us?
And the book title again for us?
Is Viking Tranmere.
Brilliant. By Steve Harding. We'll leave those details as well, Steve, with our A team on 0151 794 0984. It's a beautiful little book. Lovely illustration as well. And thank you, Steve, for coming in.
Thank you, Helen. Pleasure.